my daughter Sophia is 20. She's a wheelchair user and completely dependent. So we actually live in Dublin now, although I grew up here. And we were actually invited to the opening of the boardwalk. So we knew all about it, and it's very close to where my mum lives. So I suppose the first day we arrived, with the good weather, as expected, it's very busy on all the beaches, but we kind of drove down around and we couldn't even get out of the van because there's no access to the boardwalk when all the cars park tight when it's busy. So we just thought, right, we'll leave it till tomorrow. We went back the second day and exactly the same thing. And the third day was the same. So that's when I took a few photographs and did a wee social media post. But we went down later that evening on the third day when the big match was on the TV and there was space to get on it. So we were able to reverse, get the wheelchair out and go on the boardwalk. Now, the boardwalk isn't very long and they say it's for access to the beach. But actually what happens is you get to the end of the boardwalk and the wheelchair can't go on the sand. They haven't extended it onto the beach. It's just across the dune there, about 30 feet. So there's a few problems with it, to be honest with you. I think it really goes to the bigger problem of, you know, if something's going to be advertised as accessible, then there needs to be a whole approach to it. You know, it would be easy to put a couple of disability parking bays at the end of it and a blocked off space, a yellow box, so that no cars park in that area, you know. And then there's the question about if it's going to be advertised as access onto the beach for wheelchair users. They can't get onto the beach unless there's a beach wheelchair. So there's a bigger picture there. But it's very... It's very typical of what we see in the disability community. There seems to be an effort made to tick the box for disability, but it actually isn't practical when it's delivered, you know. But I think a few little steps from the county council would actually make this into something that was of benefit to those of us in the disability community.
And just what you said there, that this disappointment is not new for you. Whenever you do go visit places with the expectation that it will be accessible, it's not. Whenever approaching design and accessible design, how could that process be changed to try and prevent this from happening over and over again? Because it's not acceptable and it's not good enough.
No, we have come a long way as far as legislation goes. Like, there has been improvements to Part M. Like, I'm involved in Changing Places Ireland as well, which advocate for accessible bathrooms, of which there are none in Inishowen that are publicly available at the moment. So I think the Donegal Council really could benefit. Now, I know they had a fantastic disability officer there for the last while, but as far as I know, they're not in post anymore, and I'm not sure they've been replaced. But by doing this and approaching it in a way and involving advocates and advocacy groups, you know, they'll get a better picture. Like, anybody could have seen that boardwalk wasn't, there were going to be issues with it, you know. And I would say there was a bit of money spent on it. And the problem is, like, when we come up here to visit 2, 3, 4 weeks a year, like, yesterday we actually went into Derry for a day out because we know there's a change in places bathroom there. We know we can get disability parking there. You know, you kind of go to where's the best option. And I think Donegal's really missing out on this a lot, where it's not really that it's not welcoming, but it's not practical for people who are in wheelchairs and need to find things that are accessible. The day before, we went up to Letterkenny Run because there's a new change in places up there, and we went up to the Railway Park and we spent the full morning or half a day up there. And that's what it should be about. It should be opening up Donegal to people of all abilities.
Arnie, you're very familiar with advocating, and you know you can become, I suppose, used to having these conversations. But whenever you went to Lisfan, and you know, and you had discovered the first, second, and third time that it wasn't accessible, like how did you feel? I suppose each time it happened,
it's very disheartening. And I don't blame the people that are parking there, because there is a lack of parking and a lack of facilities there. But I do think that, you know, there's an opportunity there now. When they've gone 90% of the way, they kind of get on it straight away when we have about a time left in the summer holidays. And like, it wouldn't take a lot to get it workable, that it was right. And even if it does mean just going and we're able to park up in the wheelchair there and have a couple of hours as a family on the beach, that's a great step in the right direction. But there is a bigger, like you have discussed in the last while about beach mats in some areas. Like, if anybody wanted to actually try and take a wheelchair over sand or loose ground, it would show how hard and difficult it is.
Mm.